Hello, everyone. 大家好。Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, or rather, academic vocabulary challenge. My name is Eric from Eric's English Lounge, and I am once again your VoiceTube host for today. Today's topic is what happens to North Korean defectors after they escape? 就是逃脱北韩后的生活真的比较容易吗？I think we've all heard news reports about how difficult life can be in North Korea, but many of us have never really paid close attention to the issue because it seems so distant from us. 就是议题离我们那么远，所以很多人当然不会注意。I think the first time I really paid attention to the issue is when I heard, I believe her name is Hyung Seo Lee's TED Talk, My Escape from North Korea. You can also read her book, The Girl with Seven Names, and I think this was the first time that I really, well, at least I tried to understand what these people have to go through just to survive. And it was shocking. Although my family is not, you know, very rich and I have to work hard every single day, at least I have a roof over my head. I have enough food to eat. I have internet access, and at least I have freedom. I could not imagine living without these things. Could you? Okay, so back to the topic. What words come to your mind when you think of life after escaping from North Korea? 所以你会想到什么英文词汇啊? Freedom, K-pop, or maybe discrimination and hard life. What words would you think of? Okay, so let's jump into our sentence of the day. Additionally, social disparity and political tensions can lead to defectors facing discrimination from South Koreans. 除此之外,社会差异和政治紧张会使脱北者在南韩面临歧视。So let's review the sentence. Additionally, social disparity and political tensions can lead to defectors facing discrimination from South Koreans. So you can say additionally, furthermore, moreover, what's more. These words all allow you to add on to your previous ideas. Social disparity and political tensions can lead to, can cause defectors, well, cause defectors to face or lead to defectors facing discrimination from South Koreans. So let's read this really quickly, and I want to focus on stress. Additionally, social disparity and political tensions can lead to defectors facing discrimination from South Koreans. 所以同学应该可以听出来我有放重音在 discrimination, 但是到底要怎么帮一个字加重音呢？那 discrimination 有几个音节？五个嘛。 discrimination 通常在 tion 的名词，它的重音在它倒数第二个音节，所以就是 nation, 那就会念成 discrimination。那很多人觉得今天加中音就是一定把那个音念得比较重一点，大声一点，但是其实有另外一种方式，就是把那个母音拉长，所以会这样子念 discrimination, 就好像你手中有一条橡皮筋，然后在那个母音的时候你可以把它的音拉长 discrimination, 所以就像橡皮圈一样这样子拉再回来 discrimination。那你现在听一下我念整个句子。Additionally, social disparity and political tensions can lead to defectors facing discrimination from South Koreans. So, I didn't read discrimination really, really loudly. I just stretched the vowel. Discrimination. So this is one approach that you can take. 那我相信同学就会问，那老师我怎么知道哪一个音节要放重音，哪一个母音要放重音？不知道的话其实都可以查字典，那的确是有一系列的规则在跟你解释哪一个字要放重音，其实很难记，但是只要你有兴趣的话呢，欢迎留言，那我再把连结贴给你。那一开始也不需要担心那么多，你可以直接把重音加在你觉得对你来说是重要的字，确保听者听到，但是你在学习的过程也可以提醒自己有这样子的规则，这样在学习的时候就可以注意到，不需要以后练习的时候再学习一次，这样子有一点点浪费时间。好，那我们现在就来休息一下。所以今天是要讨论的是国际新闻，然后大部分学生常会问我， why do I have to pay attention to international news? Well, I think many of us believe international news have little to do with our everyday lives. So we should just listen to what we like and read what we like. And that's fine. You should do what you're interested in. However, if you don't pay attention to things happening around you, even when they are not so pleasant, how will you ever become aware of certain issues? And how can you prevent this kind of issue from happening to you, to your society, and your country? Also, if you do not receive any outside information, if you just do whatever you like and become trapped in your little circles, then you will not have this mutual common knowledge with other people. That might make communication limited. And maybe you'll get used to, you know, just listening to what you want and reading what you want and rejecting ideas. 那同学可能会觉得这个扯太远了，但是其实最近的研究都有呈现，社交媒体它的确是有这样子的问题存在，因为它透过演算法只会传给我们想要看的讯息，想要听到看到的新闻，所以自然我们的思考跟我们的朋友的思考就越来越接近了，这样子我们比较不接受新的注意，这个叫做 echo chamber。 所以去阅读或听自己喜欢的东西绝对是好的，但是同时也要注意接受新的资讯，因为这两者并没有冲突。 Also, in the case of North Korea, I think our bonds and empathy as human beings transcend far beyond borders and politics, and we should always be aware of the plight of our fellow man and help them when we can. Maybe you will never meet a North Korean, but the principle can be applied to people you know. For example, this sentence teaches us not to discriminate people from other regions, and we should do our best to help these people overcome difficulties. So you can apply the same principle to people that you know in your community and society. So I think knowing international news and just staying aware is a critical step towards making a difference in your own life, in your own community, and in our own society. Okay, so let's get back to English learning. The first word is defector, 是一个名词。It means a person who leaves his or her own country or group to join an opposing one. 所以就是脱离者，一个叛逃者。那要怎么去记这个字呢？ I would say a defector of North Korea. 那这样子就立刻产生意义了。第二个字是 discrimination. Discrimination is a noun, 就是歧视。区别的对待。It means treating a person or a particular group of people differently, especially in a worse way from the way in which you treat other people. Maybe because of their skin color, their gender, their age. 所以是性别、种族、年龄的歧视。那叫做 racial, sex, and age discrimination, 种族、性别跟年龄歧视。那它的搭配词可能会用 face discrimination, 就是你今天可能 面临到歧视 or fight discrimination, 那当然就是反抗歧视。The third word is disparity. Disparity is a noun, 它的意思是不平等、不公平的差异。So it's a lack of equality or similarity, especially in a way that is not fair. So you can use wealth disparity.就是贫富的差距。The next word is ordeal. Ordeal is a noun. 它的意思是苦难，这个严厉的一个考试，煎熬。So it's a very unpleasant and painful and difficult experience. I'm sorry to put you through this ordeal. Throughout this ordeal, she stayed strong.还有没有一些生活性的例子 Yeah, my wife put me through an ordeal when she asked me to try her dinner or try her cooking. 好，那最好希望我老婆不会听到这个笑话，不然下一集我可能就没有办法参与了。好，最后一个字，最后一个字是 triumph. Triumph 的话，它是在这边啊是动词，它的意思是 to have.Very great success or victory, 就是取得巨大的成功或者胜利。I believe that sooner or later, good must triumph over evil. 所以你可以这样记啊 ,good must triumph over evil, 正义最后是会战胜邪恶的。 Okay, the ABC party once again triumphed in the election. 所以这个时候是动词。那它当然也有名词的意思了。Okay, she won a personal triumph by climbing the mountain by herself. Okay, so that wraps it up for today. Thank you for listening. No, not thank you for your listening. We say thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and participating. I hope to be back next week. Hopefully my wife has not heard this joke. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.